The title, Six Main Mental Afflictions, then appeared on an overhead with this list. 1. Attachment or craving. 2. Anger, which includes hostility and hatred. 3. Pride. 4. Ignorance and delusion. 5. Afflictive doubt. 6. Afflictive views. The two mental afflictions of attachment or craving and hostility or anger, the Dalai Lama pointed out, are both fixated upon something. One is grasping with attachment, going toward the object, and the other is grasping with repulsion, removing oneself from the object. Afflictive doubt is a specific type that leads one toward a certain misapprehension of reality. It's not merely a vacillation, but a doubt that involves veering away from reality. Paul Ekman stated, "In Your Holiness's writings, you say that not all anger is afflictive. Why don't you specify afflictive anger, so we don't think it's all the kinds of anger?" There is a distinction, the Dalai Lama said. There are two very closely related terms in Tibetan, Kongdro and Shedong. Shedong is most often translated as hatred. Kongdro is often translated as anger. My solution might be that instead of using anger on the list, let's use hatred, Shedong. It all depends upon our motivation, Mathieu Ricard suggested. If someone is walking toward a cliff, about to fall off, and is not listening to you when you say stop, you might get angry and say, "Hey, you stupid, stop." Your motivation is completely altruistic. You are getting angry because quiet ways have not been efficient in stopping that person in her course to harming herself. Owen leaned forward to enter the fray. "I think there is a difference, maybe, between Buddhist views in these areas and Western ones. I think this relates to Paul's views about positive emotions. I think we value moral indignation or moral outrage not just because it might be useful in practice, but in fact we value deeply feeling outrage in the face of Pol Pot or Hitler or Stalin or Milosevic. Is there a difference here?" "There is definitely a concept of moral outrage against injustices," the Dalai Lama replied. "But in the Buddhist context, it occurs in Vajrayana, which is not really mainstream Buddhist psychology. In the meditative cultivation of patience and forbearance, one may attend to a person who is engaging in some terribly vile behavior. As you cultivate patience for that person, you do not have any anger or hostility or aggression toward the person, rather perhaps compassion. But there is clearly an attitude that wants to stop, to repulse, and to annihilate that deplorable behavior. And the powerful wish to stop the behavior is completely compatible with the lack of anger toward the person. One is patient toward the person, but not patient toward the terrible activity, and those need to be cultivated together so that patience is not conflated with apathy." Unquote. The notion that people could radically transform anger into a mix of compassion and patience appealed immediately to Paul Ekman, who had been giving long thought to how to facilitate this change. "I think that is an extraordinarily useful idea," Paul said to the Dalai Lama.